Dumpster Divas, welcome to another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister,
Kix Hamlet. We are here to dive into the reality TV that made us, well, the garbage we are.
I know, that's right. And expect like a mix of throwback recaps as well as chats about what we are still watching today.
Tom, are you ready to get into it?
Let's go. We're here.
We're here.
Hi, we're here. We're here. We're here. We have so much to chat about this week. Thank you guys for, you know, tuning in last week for our little what we're watching chat. But we are back to some nostalgia coverage. And today we got a big one.
It's
a biggie.
It's like my entry into reality TV. It is what made me a dumpster diva, is what we'll also ask that question to our fabulous guests here in a moment. Particularly these two episodes that we're going to chat about, really, I'm like, I think some of them, like the second one we'll talk about, is maybe some of the best television of all time. And I say that flippantly quite often, but I actually mean it in this moment.
Okay, I'll believe you. You do say that quite often. But to chat, well, we're chatting ANTM Cycle 4, Episodes 2 and 3. Before we get into this episode, you can find these all these episodes on Amazon, on Apple for purchase, and then on Hulu. I believe Hulu has everything there. I'm sure you can also find it on a link on Reddit somewhere, because I do think this show eventually will be canceled out of its existence. But to chat about all this, we are joined by Troy McGeady, one half of the Behind the Blinds pod, and generally just like a nostalgic celeb and pop culture encyclopedia. Feels like the perfect person to have here for this. And make sure to subscribe to Behind the Blinds Patreon and regular feed for all of the hot blind gossip. Troy, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. An excuse to watch America's Next Top Model is like, I'll take anything. So I'm very, very excited.
Because like Tom mentioned, it's going to cancel itself in easily 5 years, so we may never be able to watch it again.
Yeah, you know, these two episodes weren't even that problematic, but there was a way in that was really like shocking that I can't believe
the fat phobia was there.
And even that itself, like
sexual harassment.
Well, sure. Was in a lot of other shows, that would be the cancellation. Unfortunately, in a couple episodes, they do blackface, so that will probably be, you know, worse than if we're gonna rate the cancelables. That feels like the top, I think, maybe, but it's all pretty bad.
It's wild that when you watch shows like this and you think like, okay, yeah, like I know that the producers are terrible, they're all like insane people, but like we thought this was like so normal, like. I always think about how much, even more so, it's a reflection on like our culture and just like how much it changes so fast, because I would never have seen any issue with like half this stuff like when it was on TV. I didn't, you know, like it's just crazy to think that we just blindly watched this with no judgment.
No, it's crazy.
Oh. The weigh-in was really shocking. I mean, I unfortunately have seen
And they
this.
Say numbers.
Yeah, they say numbers. And then the quote-unquote, like, big girl, it weighs 138 pounds and is, like, 5'9". So it's like, what are we doing
here?
And she
gained 10 pounds. So she was, like, 120-something before, and they still calling her big.
And she's old, which she's 25.
When she was like, it's hard for us old models. And I'm like, well, I've got about 7 years on you. So, I mean, I'm not a model, but.
It's so ridiculous. She's like, I'm still going to pursue my dream, even at this age. It's like, girl.
like what?
At 25? What was I doing at 25? At 25, I was.
I changed my career at 25. Anything is possible, honey. Yes. So.
I mean, I was just drinking too much and going to spin class and living it up in New York City and had no dollars and was eating dollar pizza. I mean, we
25 is when you realize that you actually chose what you wanted to do for the rest of your life at like 16.
Yeah.
And it was a complete joke. And then you have to retool.
Wow, you're really bringing it down to earth, Troy.
You know what I mean? You're like, oh, I didn't have a frontal lobe, but I decided my career. And now I have to think that over.
You know, I never thought about it like that until you just said it. As I approach my 10 years in New York City, it's that sentence really like. As I abandon my my degree in musical theater to pursue the fitness industry. And see? Here I am. So
see. It's awesome. Well, before we get too much into America's Next Top Model, we have to ask you the question. Tom, take it away.
Yes. Well, yes, but you,
I tried to be the girl.
You know, I was like, Troy, girl, tell everyone good. About. I was like, Troy, tell everyone about Behind the Blinds.
Well, that was a great transition, though.
Before we ask that question, though, if people are not familiar with Behind the Blinds, tell everyone about it, about how you and Kelly got it started and all that stuff.
So we started the show. Kelly and I both had been podcasting on our own for like 6 years. Kelly did a show called The Gwyneth Biatch, and then she switched it to Nostalgia Now. And I was the host of a show called Dunzo. And then one night we had just kind of like jokingly talked about it. I was like, it'd be fun if we started like a side thing, because we had been on each other's shows, and I realized that she likes Blind Items, and she did with me too. And I was like, oh, like, you know, like Lou Pearlman and stuff, right? And she was like, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I was like, we should start a little like Patreon side thing that'll just make us a little extra like grocery money, and nobody will listen to it, but like the Blind Item girls will like it, and it'll be whatever. And then it became our entire life. We gave birth to a child, mm-hmm. and it took off in a way that we did not expect at all. And now it is our literal toddler that we're raising together. We both have like our hands on their little like hand guiding them through podcasting. But like, yeah, it's crazy.
That's, I mean, it's really cool. And I know that you guys did your first like live shows last year or something like that, correct?
Yeah, we went on tour.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It was pretty nuts. We went all over the country and people showed up and they showed out.
I have to imagine like when you're yelling into the void of a Zoom window and then you just publish an episode and you don't realize faces to people actually listening, that first show probably has to be a bit like, who on earth is going to show up?
Yeah. It was surreal. I really was like, nobody's going to come. Mm-hmm. And nobody's gonna care about this, and we are gonna look like idiots, and this is so embarrassing. And people really showed up and they came, and it was so weird to like hear people like discuss things that we've said, and because yeah, like you mm-hmm. said, it's always just like speaking into the void, you know. Mm-hmm. And, like, to actually meet people who were like, oh, that episode was crazy, we talked about it in the car on our way to school, blah blah. It's just like weird, you know. It's surreal.
I have to tip my hat to you guys, because Blind Item stuff can sometimes be a bit infuriating. Yeah. And you guys come at it in a way that's really accessible and fun, and not so, not to mention other Blind Items peoples, but I think everyone can understand what I'm nodding at.
Yeah.
It's fun that there is no anonymity. They're not anonymous. You guys are not anonymous. Yeah.
Yes.
That's amazing, and it makes it just like more fun to like, it feels like you're chatting. It feels like the action of sending a Blind Item to a friend in a DM feels like what people get to do with you guys by listening. So
yeah, we always hope that we do want it to feel accessible, and like, yeah, that's what we wanted to like be in front of it and be like, listen, we are literally just reading 25-year-old WordPress websites and like reading this interesting stuff and trying to piece together what we know of these people now versus what they were saying in Blind Items, you know, 15 years ago. And sometimes it helps you understand a celebrity better. But like, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I really hope it empowers people to like look it up themselves, because I think it feels really overwhelming to people if they don't know what Blind Items are. Mm-hmm. And it's actually so chilled and like so easy to read them. So a lot of people, we get a lot of messages from people that are like, I've never read a Blind Item in my life, and now I read them more than I read like the normal news. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but you know.
Well, at this point, what is the news like at this anymore?
Yeah. I will say, when I was doing some like research on America's Next Top Model, I was like going like digging, and there was this website. I need to find it, because I laughed out loud. It was like old school 90s, early 2000s, like pop culture journalism. And it was like, hey, fuckers, look at this loser like in this ugly house. And it was like, it's like now people are like kind of respect people's emotions, but like they just did not give a fuck. Perez Hilton did not give a fuck. It wasn't them, but it was pretty much adjacent.
Yeah, it's
fucking Perez. And Perez is still crawling these streets.
He's like army crawling, just trying so hard to become relevant again.
Him and Bethany Frankel, I feel like, need to be on like a talk
Oh
show together and
God.
just like go
Oh my
head to
God.
head. Based on like their TikTok
No.
content, I'm like, you guys are like made for like a like battle of some sort.
Like, they're so hated.
Exactly. Everybody would tune in.
Maybe, yeah. Well, you know, one blind item moment that's happening in the culture right now in real time, is obviously not blind item, but it kind of began in some blind items, is the Scandoval of it all. And I don't know about y'all, if everyone here saw this, but I am currently obsessed. I want to like create it, turn it into an MP3, play it like before I walk into work every day, of Sheena leaving the courthouse on TMZ. Have we seen it?
So many times.
So she leaves the courthouse, and for those that don't know, she went to the courthouse to essentially like settle this like restraining order that Raquel put in against her, and Raquel, aka Rachel, didn't show because it's not real. And she wasn't really injured. She wasn't really hurt by Sheena. And so TMZ is outside the courthouse following Sheena, and Sheena is like, essentially, she's like, this was a waste of time. And I can't believe what she said, but she goes, this is a waste of time. And there are so many other things that our court system needs to be focusing on besides this woman not showing to her own court hearing that she like put into place. Like, and then starts naming off charities of like protecting like children, and like
Big
I'm like,
slay.
you are in your Elwood's bag. I mean, she is just I'm obsessed with it.
When influencers are like, I want to use my platform for good,
That's
that's
it.
it.
She did it.
Roll the tape.
Somebody on TikTok, I was looking at comments on like TMZ's TikTok video that they posted of it, and somebody said Sheena Shea memorized her lines and she ate. And that is honestly
And you know she did memorize them, because that I'm not gonna say that that was off the cuff, because she's not a real off the cuff girl.
But it
I
was
feel like
good.
it was good. She like practiced walking down like the hallway in her
I
house,
could
like
see her
walk and
looking in a
talk.
mirror, saying that stuff to herself.
Yeah,
Like,
like
I
West
got
Wing
it.
wishes they could get a walk and talk like she
Yeah.
had
She's like,
there.
Pineapple Code 839 states that this is a waste of resources in California. I was like, yeah, Sheena.
It's so much better than Tom's and Rachel's like TMZ run-in. Like Tom is like hindsight's 2020, and it's like, okay,
What the fuck does
douchebag,
that
like
mean?
And then
And
Rachel's like sitting in the plaza, like on like literally with a flag top on
like
this like
but the best
smiling.
part about the Rachel one was that it wasn't TMZ, right? It was like that other like off-brand TMZ. Like she couldn't even get TMZ to show up.
She's like, hi, Jerry. She like knew the
She is one of
guy.
the this is the thing that I think that's so infuriating about Scandoval, is she is one of the worst, dumbest celebrities, if I even want to call her that, like that we have. So she doesn't like navigate this well. Like she's not like clever. We don't really hate her because she's like a fun villain. She's just like a shitty person who has no idea how to just be, you know,
She's a
legitimate.
non-factor,
Yeah.
you know?
It's
She's not as like in, I think too, Tom, what you're getting at is that, like pre this, she wasn't like this lovable like TV star or like a lovable villain that everybody's like, I don't know. I don't know like a reference I'm trying to think of, but like Kenya, for me, Kenya is like she's mean, she's nasty, but like at the end of the day, you're like, God love her.
Well, Kenya has not in lawsuits, but I mean in scandals.
Yes, but like with Rachel, it's like, who?
But I would even say Erica Jane, like say what you want about her, I
Sure.
loathe her, but she is literally playing a villain. She is playing like a full soap opera villain on TV, and she's like all in on it. So but Rachel has no ounce of understanding of what she's doing, so it's
Well, it doesn't
flopping.
help either that like we are now like what roughly like 6 years removed from them doing stuff like this all the time. Like they're like old now.
Right.
He's 40. He's like lied about his age, so he's older than 41.
Yeah, like
So it's like
no.
this isn't
We're out of
fun.
this era on the show, so it like highlights it and makes it look even worse. It'd be one You had like Kristen still staggering around drunk and like Jack's fucking everything with a hole and like all of that stuff happening like right at the same time, but it's not, you know, like it's like them buying like riding mowers and like being really old, and then you have this happen.
Right. You know, I mean, I agree that that's a good point. Because before, Jax just like fucking Kristen was not headlines like this, because
No,
it
no.
was just like, yeah, well, of course they did.
It was Wednesday. Yeah. It's
Right. It
Wednesday.
was Wednesday in WeHo.
Yeah.
We have a lot to get to that is not any of that that we're talking about. So, light kicks teed up so perfectly earlier. We're gonna just like zoom back in time to that. And we like to ask our guests what is the reality TV that made them a quote unquote dumpster diva, a trash person, and also is there like a reality star that really had you just in the palm of their hand? Take it away.
Well, let me just start by saying how much I love the term dumpster diva.
It's so
You
stupid,
should really patent it and really get the trademark going. And
We actually need to. Patent pending.
they're still working on her "That's All Happening" patent.
Yeah, I actually have. We both have. We just don't have, you know,
Yeah.
Dumpster Diva.
You need a really, really long acrylic nail to guide you through the tattoo as well in order to really
Oh
own
my
that.
God. It's so. I actually just got to that. See, I'm rewatching VPR and I just got to that and it really took me off guard because I didn't remember when it came up.
It's so
And the
surreal.
way she brings it up is crazy. She brings it up. I forgot she brings it up when she's talking about Rob, her like ex-boyfriend who hates her, who's like her rebound guy. And she's like, "I think we'll probably get married next year." She says something like that and she goes, "It's all happening." And I'm like,
God, I love Sheena. Sheena's delusion is like the other cast member that nobody sees. She's her
Oh, I love
she's
Shishi.
the she's the what fifth
Yes.
like the New York City is
Yes.
the fifth girl.
Yeah. Well, she is kind of always the last on the totem pole, but she stayed around.
Sorry, to answer your actual question.
Yes, the actual question.
So the way that I would say that I got into reality TV was like I'm a millennial, so like the real world. Road Rules, The Challenge, like that stuff really introduced me. And I would say for me, it was like celeb reality as a kid, like that era of like celebrities getting shows that like honestly exploited them. But like back then, I really loved it. You know, like Anna Nicole, Whitney and Bobby, Paula Abdul, Kathy Griffin, the Osbournes. Like I
So good, isn't
love.
it? We were Kathy Griffin, My Life on the D-List stands. Like family viewing, the
Yes.
four of us would sit and watch
That
it.
was a family show.
It kind of was, if you
Kinda.
ask the question. It really wasn't like inappropriate in any way. Like it was like a fun.
Other than her like vajazzling
Yeah,
her
but she's not, it's not like that
vajong,
bad. Like she just is like,
yeah.
and like if our parents who raised us quite religious were willing to watch Kathy Griffin get vajazzled, I was like, okay, great. I'm
Her
down.
stand-up was also like real like family viewing for us. We would all watch a cat.
Yes, us too. We went to
We
the
went
show. We went on
together. We
tour. Or we
did.
didn't go on tour with. We went to one of her shows.
Which
Yes.
one?
So we grew up in Dallas. So it was in like Arlington or
Oh, I don't
something.
remember what the
But
tour was called,
it was
though.
probably in 2008 or 9 because it was
Oh.
like
Khloe Kardashian was dating Lamar Odom. They had just
Oh.
started.
Yeah, because she did
Yeah.
a lot of
We're at a
Kardashian
better
talk.
time. Oh my God.
I know, you're
Yeah.
right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
Oh, yeah.
lucky.
Wow, we're lucky.
That's very iconic and very lucky.
I didn't realize how iconic, Troy, I didn't realize how iconic that was until you really just put that in perspective.
That's like
Yeah,
peak
yeah.
Kathy. I mean, you saw her at the best time this year. Wow.
Totally.
She's going on tour again. She's doing a tour like for the first time, I think, in a bit, coming up soon. I saw her like post some dates. I just felt I want the way this country did her dirty since 2016, and then just like I want her to be okay, you know, and like she is such a bright light, I feel like, and a type of comedy that is not really out there anymore.
I agree with you. I will say that I feel like she's having a big resurgence on TikTok. Like the younger generation is really discovering how, like, everything that we talk about now, like she's been talking about for like 10 years.
Totally. Like she, and this is like gonna be kind of obvious, but like the way she unapologetically, without hesitation, like fought for queer and gay rights, like when it was not cool, when like American Apparel had just started making that fucking shirt. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. like she was on a, like just there being like, no, this is really fucked up. This isn't like, you can't get married in this country. And it was, it, she's been talking about this shit forever. And so it's, yeah.
And like even like saying, the way she's call out people unapologetically that it was not like Ellen. Like the first time I ever heard that Ellen was mean was from Kathy being like, no, she's treats people terribly. She treats her staff really bad. And she's like not a good person. And people ripped her apart, ripped her ass open.
Mm-hmm.
And look at this.
I know.
Well, and the Kardashians too. She made it like, yeah. she made it fun to like make fun of celebrities. Like, publicly. Yeah. Like before people had podcasts, like before people had outlets, like she was like, I fucking hate them.
Yeah.
But you can't look away.
Yeah, like is right. Oprah a ridiculous person?
Right.
Yes, but oh my God.
You're like, I've thought that, but like I've never heard someone else say it like that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but I agree. She's in the celeb. I don't think we will ever return to celeb reality again, because even our reality stars now are so doctored for the TV that we'll never get like a Z-list. Like Kix and I watched like the like Denise. Do you remember Denise Richards' show? It's Complicated.
Complicated.
So good.
Good.
It was good. And her dad and
I
like,
don't remember that.
I definitely watched
it. Did I watch that?
I definitely watched it. It was when we were kids. Like it was when I was in high school.
Her family is so Chicago. Like her dad and their accents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I loved Brooke Hogan's spinoff of Hogan.
Oh, love Brooke Hogan.
Do you remember the name? It's so clever. Brooke knows best.
And I also miss the time when like you guys, if you follow me on the internet, you know that I'm a real big fan of Ashley Simpson's music career. Very big stan and supporter of Ashley Simpson. And just like that era of like people being able to make like big, huge, giant careers out of having like one season of a show. Because, like, you know, watching somebody like record an album or something on a reality show was like so... It was just so wild to see how the sausage was made, you know?
Right.
Right. And I feel like now it's like so, it's so different because we see Z-list celebrities doing, having like Snapchat shows and all these things, but it's like not fun to watch. Like there, we won't get back to that time where it was like so much fun to like see Ashley Simpson record an album when we see that like literally once a season on Real Housewives. So it's like
it's so true. That's hilarious. No,
that's a great point. Well, Ashley was a bit more established than
than Luann, some of
the ladies.
Then who? Who's the most recent? Oh, Miami. The Adrian. Oh, yeah. Adriana. Yeah,
a lyricist, a poet.
Yeah, she's a dark one.
Miami's hot, Miami's fire, Miami's heat, Miami brings heat, Miami's hot, Miami's fire.
She frustrates me a lot. Like I want her to like be better at TV than she is, and she's just, she doesn't do it like she thinks she's doing it, but she's not doing, but she's also not like ironically fun to watch to me. Like her breakdowns on Miami, I'm like, should the cameras be rolling?
And she's horrible at making points, so it's like so really bad. Just
well, sure, she used Alexia's disabled son as a point to compare her fake broken foot. So,
like, what would even allow your brain to connect those things? That is so dark sided.
I think it's just narcissism.
Yeah.
No, she's just. I also think it just came out of her mouth.
Yeah.
That's not something that comes out of people's mouths. Like, that's a crazy thing to say.
Like, it must have been on her mind. And, like, she was like, I can't say that. And literally just said it.
And she had been thinking it all day.
Yeah.
And then it came out because she was, like, thinking it so much.
Yeah. Well. Well, speaking of cringe, we are here to talk about, once again, ANTM Cycle 4. We are talking about episodes 2 and 3. We're not talking about episode 1 because... ANTM has those weird like casting specials where like they're not always that really exciting. So 2 and 3, kind of the beginning stages of this season. And this is the season with the Tiffany moment. I feel like the world has covered that enough. We don't need to be like talking about that more. So I don't. That's why
choose that. I was like, wow, that's like really cool that you didn't choose that.
Troy, thank you.
I thought that was iconic.
Well, because we chose Tom's like favorite underrated like reality TV moment, which we'll get into.
Actually, like something I think of often. We'll get to it, but yeah. So, Cycle 4 once again can be found on any place where you like rent and buy TV shows, movies, Apple, Amazon, all that stuff, and then it is streaming. All of Antium is on Hulu. And before we get into the actual episodes, I am going to just talk about a little bit of history behind the show, and Kix is going to talk about kind of what was happening in the culture in this era. ANTM itself premiered in 2005. ANTM itself premiered in 2002 or 3, I can't remember. But 3? Okay. Cycle 4 was near kind of like the peak of viewership for ANTM, weirdly. So they had about an average of 5 million live viewers, which is kind of crazy to think about now in Housewives ages, yeah. Right? Like,
especially live.
Live viewers, so, 5 million people watched, you know, Rebecca pass the fuck out.
And it's not just like a finale. It's just like the, you know, it's like the
beat. It's second or third episode. Right.
What's weird though is the show, I was looking at like the view, I always like looking at like ratings, like I follow Bravo ratings on Twitter, and I just like to see who watches what. And it's funny, the show peaked around like cycle 2, 3, and 4 in ratings, and then just declined constantly, but still had 24 cycles. So
24 cycles.
Yeah. So the first,
it ran from 2003 to 2018. I know.
Damn.
So the last two seasons, they made like a little reboot version that was switched to VH1, one of which was hosted by the one and only model herself, Rita Ora. And then,
then singer songwriter. Yeah.
Yes. Excuse me. And then Tyra said, you know what? Step over. I got to do this again. So she took one season off, bizarrely, and then hopped back in for the final season. And I watched embarrassingly watched the last two seasons, like, live. Like, I stayed diehard.
That is embarrassing.
No, it's embarrassing. I just, this show. Yeah, I know. No. Definitely not. I mean, this show just has, like, a grip on me in a way. So, and they have 50-plus international spinoffs. The show was everywhere, especially for our generation. I don't know about you, Troy, but on Sundays on VH1, they just had marathons like constantly, and I would often be glued to them.
It was like Sunday routine. We'd go to McDonald's for breakfast, then we'd go to church, and then we would watch America's Next Top Model for the whole day.
From your room, you just hear, ding! Over and over all day long.
And I'm sorry, this theme song, it will never not make me come alive. Like, if...
Oh my God. Did you see my eyes? Yeah. I thought you were just going to leave it at that.
Come. I mean, I'm serious. Like, it will get me all the places that I need to be. I mean, if I'm ever in a coma and you're like, what can we do to get him out of this coma? Literally to blast the ANTM Cycle 4 version of... Na, 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 na. I honestly think it could be a life.
You want to be on? Ooh.
Yeah.
If you don't make it out of said coma, we promise you that we'll play the Ken Mock play out for you.
Yes. Yes. So then I just disintegrate.
Yeah.
Honestly, what an iconic way at a funeral to be like, bye. And then just like.
You like a broken doll.
Just fade away.
I want to get like a composite.
Yeah, like you're doing the.
I want to get a composite of like all of my friends like in a thing, and as we get older and we die, just kind of like fade them out.
Just
be like that, but make it fashion tooch.
Think funeral, but like
this is also isn't this ho but make it fashion at season two?
No, actually no, because Tyra doesn't have red hair. No. See, I gauge the seasons by Tyra's hair unit.
Red is three.
Like caramel brown, blonde pieces in the front.
Well, also she has red. She has red later, though, in the Tiffany fight. She has red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was working that Kool-Aid red wig this whole time, which I love. Like, burgundy hair, Tyra. I live for it.
She had a different vibe, like a different attitude.
It is.
The second she goes...
And it really was like, it bounced. And, oh, yeah. Like, I wish I could wear it. It just like bounced and flowed like
right. But when but you, don't you? I feel like when the hair went straight, because she went through an era then when she was like, I need flat.
That was Ho, but make it fashion.
I think that is Ho, but make it fashion. I think that's when she went crazy.
Yeah.
Not that she's not crazy now, but there's something off about her in the straight hair. I think the red feels so lived in to me.
Well, the straight hair, I think, gave her like a level of confidence that like sent her ego over the moon, because it was like sexy and like model-esque, which is like the red mom haircut is like, oh, this is like my mentor. And here comes Tyra with this squishy red hair.
You know, I say this and I always make it a point to say that every time I talk about Tyra in a podcast, I will bring this up because I do believe it changes the conversation. I will never forget once I heard Tyra say on an Oprah interview that she has never felt embarrassed, and that even as a girl, she never felt embarrassment, and it's just not something that she experiences. And she was like, I can get up in front of an audience and like strip naked. I can dance around, fall on the ground. Like, I don't feel embarrassed about things that I do. And like that, like implant, like it, like imprinted. It changed me. I was like, she doesn't. She doesn't.
Have you seen the Tyra show?
She's never embarrassed about anything.
No, some would say that is narcissism.
And delusion. Yeah,
but it makes a great, like, psychotic host.
No, I agree. Sure. You're right. You're right. That is a shocking fact. And it makes sense.
Yes. It puts everything into perspective. Well,
it does.
We talked about the many moons and seasons of controversy, but there was something that I found out recently when I was looking into just kind of like the history of the show. Season 10, which is Whitney's season, the loft they stayed in, the owners of the loft sued ANTM for $500,000 worth of damages, including production cutting holes in the ceiling for lights without telling.
Oh my God. That's iconic.
Oh my God. I literally was like sobbing, laughing, reading this article, because it was like they had a food fight and didn't clean up, which is like very early 2000s. Mm. Like, I don't think food fights are a thing anymore. But the fact that they had the audacity to be like, yeah, we'll just pop a hole in this, like, Tribeca loft ceiling. So brutal.
Funny. Miss J said, looks good.
So in 2005, like when this cycle was airing, the movies that were in the box office were, every time we do this, I just get so excited because the movies and the music are just so delicious. Okay. Hitch, Ring 2. Okay. Million Dollar Baby, Miss Congeniality 2, Finding Neverland, and Tom and I's like classic when we were kids, Beauty Shop.
Love Beauty Shop.
Wow. Beauty Shop is great.
Oh, it was like so kind of good. Alicia Silverstein's like last film.
Yes. Oh my God, it is.
She kind of just was never seen again after that for reasons that maybe were okay. She's doing a lot of like interesting like accent choices in that I don't think necessarily translate well. But it was a good movie regardless.
Oh my God, Beauty Shop. We were well into the Friday or the Barbershop.
The Barbershop. Cinematic universe. Yeah.
There's like a line from it I will just never forget, when someone was like, do you want a cappuccino? And the girl goes, I don't eat anything I can't spell. Like, I just think about it all the time because I too can't spell anything. Yeah. So I don't know.
But that doesn't apply to you though.
No, it doesn't. I eat pretty much everything. Yeah, but no, that's not true. Anyways.
Well, and also Kevin Bacon was in it. Remember Kevin Bacon plays Ellen? Yeah. I need to rewatch that. We used to watch that all the time. I was obsessed with it.
All the time.
I do love every time you do this though. You're like, I love doing this because the movies are so iconic. And like, what was the last time you brought up The Last Samurai and like some like no one watched Will Ferrell
movie? Another racially insensitive.
Yeah,
movie.
Iconic era.
You're like Geely.
The Ring 2. Yeah,
you said The Ring 2. I'm like, okay, what an iconic era.
It's really just, it's honestly literally just Beauty Shop and Hitch.
Hitch was
and,
a moment.
I mean, Million Dollar Baby, like, won Oscars.
Yes.
Sure.
Big moment.
Anyways, music, however, top of the chart this week that it aired. So March 2nd, 2005, Candy Shop by 50 Cent. Okay. One Two Step.
Yeah.
Rich Girl by Gwen Stefani and Eve. Since You've Been Gone. One more. Caught Up by Usher.
What? We did not know how good we had it.
No. That was 1 week of the top charts.
And the way that we used to just like dismiss pop music because we were so inundated with it, like it was always hitting us. We were just like, yeah. Like Britney Spears and single, like this is, you know, but it's like looking back, we were so lucky. Oh my God.
So lucky in the words of Britney.
Literally all of these songs I could probably sing by heart to completely. This day still. They're so good. But and the last thing I want to mention is reality TV that was also airing. You mentioned Bean Bobby Brown. That premiered in 2005. The first season of Project Runway wrapped airing in like early 2005. Really great time for TV shows. There was a show that I had never heard of called Bravo's. It was like on Bravo's Show Dog Moms and Dads.
I remember that.
Oh, I did not watch that.
One season. And then just to kind of put us in like just in more of a time period culturally, just going through who won Survivor was something I wanted to mention. So Survivor Guatemala and Palau both aired that year in 2005. So Danny Boatwright, Stephanie LaGrosa, who was just
on Winners at War. Yeah.
No, I would say Stephanie was on The Traitors.
No, that's not that
right?
Stephanie. No.
Oh, different Stephanie.
There's been 40 seasons of Survivor. I know. There is another Stephanie.
There's probably 40 Stephanies.
Yeah, I think there's a couple Stephanies.
Now, when people know Survivor people like by first name, I'm so impressed by that. Like, I'll just watch the conversation valley because I'm like, I watch Survivor, but to just be like, oh, yes, Dan from Kaya Lungan. I'm like, oh, my God, you guys are wonderful.
No, the only reason I remember Danny is because I did not watch that season, but she was on Winners at War. And I was like, that was one of the winners that I was like, I did not watch that. But,
yeah,
but she went kind of far on Winners at War somehow. But I agree with you, Troy. There are Survivor. I was like at dinner with someone, a friend of the pod. Her name's Aggie. She has a Survivor podcast called Escaping Reality. And she was like naming off Survivor contestants. We were talking about Survivor and I was like, I've seen almost every season. I have no actual clue who you're talking about.
She's like, you know, Gracie from Kuwaku. I'm like, well, it was 2001. Like, I kind of don't really remember.
Granted, if you told me, do you remember UV from Cycle 4 of ANTM? I'd be like, absolutely. Exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about.
She had the worst photo of Top Model history. So yeah, I do. Okay.
So to each their own, I guess, Troy, we're really showing our cards.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Because like I could pick, so to get into this season, so I could pick this lineup out. Like I could if you gave me like 100 women, I could pick this 14. I think I could do it.
Yeah.
Because like it was just such a moment.
Including Brita. She was on one episode.
Yeah. Because there's always those first outs, you know, in like Drag Race era and Project Runway, and sometimes the first outs are iconic. In ANTM, not really. Like we got to get to it. Like it's like you don't have it. You shouldn't be here.
No,
you often got to get to like 4 or 5 episodes in before you get to like the core group with ANTM. I feel like.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
In Cycle 4, we have Brita, Sarah, Brandy, Noelle, UV, Rebecca, Tiffany, Tatiana, Michelle, Christina, Brittany, Kenya, love Kenya, Kaylin, and Naima. So episode 2 starts with the ladies arrive in what appears to be New York City, but it's not. It's a soundstage in LA, and we're getting right into the photo shoot. Now, something that I found so interesting is I love when they do the makeovers really early in like a cycle, because I'm like, that's why we're here. We need to see them transform. Mm-hmm. But it makes no sense who chose to do a photo shoot and then do makeovers after the photo shoot was done.
I mean, because they usually do like they'll do a photo shoot, no makeovers. And then like the next episode, they'll do makeovers first and then a photo shoot with the new thing.
Right.
That's typically how it rolled, but it was weird that they were like, let's do this. Also getting into this photo shoot, incredibly problematic. Wait, Tom and I've talked about it before.
It's just the aliens and the Well, okay, so the
undertone of it makes me want to punch through a window, but we'll get to it.
Wait, Troy, you're going to say something, I think, about makeovers.
No, I just had never, I didn't really think about it, but you're right, though. That is always, this was like backwards.
And yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Like, whoever had the production, like, sheet, whoever did the planning for this, it just doesn't make sense to me. And so they get on set, and so the theme is, aliens have crashed a UFO into the planet Earth, into New York City, and are just climbing on top of cop cars. But the aliens look like kind of like steampunk.
Wet Seal.
Yeah, very wet, very Charlotte Russe.
Very Charlotte Russe. So, you know, the artistic direction here, and what I love is, like, especially Mr. J is always, like, all in on it. He's like, don't you get the feeling of, like, yeah, what you're in? And it's like, well, no. Like, I'm on, like...
Honey, you're an alien, but a broken doll. You're not giving that. It's like, what?
And the police are trying to shoot you. So, it, like, well, and then, feel
but
that.
Then there's a mystery.
You're sexy hot.
Well, right.
You're sexy hot alien.
But then there's a mystery aspect to it, because they have, like, the, like, outlines on the ground that you see in, like, old detective mysteries of, like, the body, you know? So I'm like, wait, how is this coming into play?
I totally forgot about that. That it's like, so now it's also a crime scene.
Right.
From the future.
So someone died.
It's like,
yeah, right.
And a quote was, fashion police, they, after they all get there and they're like, oh, we're at a photo shoot. Fashion police, where are the aliens? And then Nigel goes, I have no idea. When we find them, I'm going to shoot them. Obviously, he's like holding a camera. But still, it's like, you're on a crime scene. Why are you going to shoot aliens? And there's like body chalk.
It doesn't make any sense, the aesthetic of anything. Also, I loved, so we'll get to the, we'll talk more about the photo shoot in a second when we actually look at judging. So we'll kind of like skip past how the girls did right now, but Janice goes and talks to the girls, and one of the girl, I didn't write down who, she asked someone where they're from, and I think they said somewhere in the Midwest, like, I think they might have said somewhere in Ohio, to be honest with you, Troy. And so I can't remember if she's like, I'm from Cincinnati or something, and Janice goes, oh, Cincinnati, I was in rehab there once.
Talk about someone who knows what they're doing.
Right. A reality star. Janice, look no further.
Yeah. Yeah. I just love, you know, I love her.
Me too.
Sue me. I mean, she's amazing. And she does get it more than Tyra gets it, I think, sometimes. Like, and I think that's where they clash ultimately, is that Janice, like, gets what's fun about the show. And Tyra takes shit so seriously.
Yeah. Janice has, like, a real understanding of, like, the camp of it all. And, like, she really leans into it being campy. And you're right. Tyra, like, wants everything to be taken. Because, like, in her mind, this is serious. That's what's so crazy. Like, I feel like American Next Top Model is a look into the Pee Wee Herman of it all, of Tyra's brain. And, like, this is what she thinks is real life.
Completely. Yeah. And she can pay enough people to, like, recreate that.
Yeah, totally.
On a soundstage in L.A. with aliens and body chalk.
It's just like this season is just so excellent. It just kicks off like with this bizarre, it's just a perfect example of America's Next Top Model. You have this stupid ass photo shoot theme. Then you get the makeovers where they're doing the most brutal shit to these girls. Like Michelle was getting her like hair bleached. She's dark brown hair, getting it bleached. She's trembling. Mm-hmm. And then the girls are like, yeah, she never complains. And it's like, she's in pain.
I know. Yeah.
And then you have controversy with like all of this fat phobia. Then you have like a like iconic judging next episode. It's just like perfect little box of what America's Next Top Model is.
Yeah. So the ladies head back to the house after the photo shoot. And something I notice watching these, and Troy, I want to know your thoughts on this. I feel like now that we are kind of like know how the season plays out, we know so much about Tyra and Tiffany and all that. It feels from the jump that they're setting her up for the ultimate like story of her being a fuck up.
Oh, 1000%. 100,000%. I was actually like, I wanted to mention how wild I thought it was, how many times just in the two episodes that we watched, where they told Tiffany that she was ghetto and that she was a mess. They're like, your face is ghetto. Your face looks ghetto. Tiffany, model, but like, don't be so ghetto. Like, don't look ghetto, Tiffany. Talk so ghetto. You're always angry. Like, it is wild. It's crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, we have like talked about A&TM in the past on here before. And something we notice, and certainly not like something that Kix and I have any sort of understanding of completely, but Tyra like comes for the women of color on A&TM in a way that is very different than the way she speaks to or gets angry at, frustrated with anyone else. And I don't know if there's some self-hatred or what's going on, but there's something about the Tiffany of it all that really just is sad. It's sad and like sick. Like she kind of hates her and in ways that,
but then she talks about, she talks about how much she reminds her of her and all that. Yeah.
And it's just, it's a layered conversation and she just, it's hard to watch. And also with, there's Tiffany and Brandy is also getting this, well, Brandy, I die for, cause at the photo shoot, they asked her to come on set and Nigel's like, what's wrong? She's like, y'all have me waiting here for so long.
Okay, as people, Tom and I work in production, I cannot imagine how long that fucking is.
Cause like one hair journey can take 10, 11, 13 hours, right?
Right,
and
right.
Like 14 heads of hair and they're bleaching them and giving them, I mean, just the braiding of the hair to turn it into a sew-in, that can take like 15 hours. That's not even actually putting the weave in, that's just braiding your fucking hair. Like I was thinking about that too, actually.
I'm like, I get it. I'm like, you're, Team Brandy. I'm like, I would be tired too.
Yeah, I'd be pissed. It's like, they probably got there at like 8 a.m. I mean, Nigel's doing like interviews and the sun's down.
Yeah, they've been there all day.
And shooting 16 girls, like when, it just sounds, oh my God, it sounds so painful. So when Brandy said that, I was like, yeah.
Wait, I found the quote.
They're like, you're not grateful.
No, I found the quote. She goes, like, she goes, honestly, it shocked me. I was just sitting here and haven't taken a photo or anything.
And all she did was get her hair buzzed. So you hair for 10 minutes.
I know. Go ahead, Troy.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say really quick, I wish that I could remember her name and I will look it up so that I can say it before we end the episode. By the way, Gwyneth Paltrow won her ski trial. I don't know if anybody cares about that.
She did?
Yes,
I do care deeply about that.
But there's this YouTuber that I watched that did a video about Tyra, and I just thought it was so interesting. And it was about Tyra, like, bullying these Black women and, like, reasoning for it and, like, where it stems from. And she went all the way back to Tyra and Naomi Campbell and their, like, feud. And she basically talked about how Tyra, you know, she was so, in quotes, bullied and was treated so terribly by women in the industry, specifically Naomi Campbell. And then she became that exact kind of bully to other Black women. Like the one that she like talks about ruining her life and how she had to call her mama and tell mama to come to Paris because she's being so bullied. And like, that's her. She became that evil person who like just hates the presence of other Black women that she feels in any way threatened by. It's like, it's really, really hard. Honestly, it's like dark to watch.
I want to watch that and like hear someone, a Black person, woman, or any gender, just talk about that perspective, because it's has to be so layered.
Yeah.
And also, she's always coming for the way like people speak that are not like her, as if like she leveled up her life because she knows how to like exist around like hoity Republicans. She's like, look what I did. Like, I can hang with really misogynistic white men. Right. What can you do? And it's like, that's not really like amazing.
Yeah.
Tiffany,
that's a good point.
Well, the ladies have their makeovers. Now, of these makeovers, was there any makeovers that both, like, can we pick like one that you loved, one that you loathed? What? If, and I'll go first. For me, Tiffany is an iconic makeover.
Yeah.
The Naomi Campbell middle part, straight down. Oh my God. It's amazing. And then, you know, I kind of don't die for, well, one, this Sarah character, I don't really understand. She's got the very like angular face and she gets like a weird Peter Pan cut. I don't die for that.
I'm going to pull and up then, their names actually. Sorry.
Oh no, you're fine.
Oh,
you're fine.
Yeah. Next episode, you'll see. She's the one that has the horrible fucking wall.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And then I controversially don't like Kenya's. I think Kenya is so much prettier than like the weird kind of like mom haircut they
it
give
her. It makes
her
look like a mom.
Yeah. And then, oh, Michelle doesn't look like a blonde to me.
No, she doesn't. It didn't.
Like the bleached white
blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah, who was shaking because she was in so much pain.
And then gets flesh-eating bacteria in a couple episodes. I don't know if you remember that, Troy.
I do. I do. Not that I'm laughing. But you...
No, it's funny. It's funny.
One of my favorite things about all of these makeovers is that there's always people that don't get shit. And just get like their hair curled. And that's my favorite part. Brita, for example, they were like, we're going to give you Princess Bride inspired tight waves. And they just curled her fucking hair. And then the next day she showered.
It's going to change my future. I've never been this free before. It's like you literally got a trim.
No, Rebecca says that. Rebecca got like, so Rebecca got like a little like, small weave, so the hair is like a little bit longer.
Yeah,
but it doesn't really look that different. She just has longer hair, and she says something in an interview. She says something in her interview. She's like, "I've never felt this way before," and I'm like, "Girl, you just kind of look like you got a blowout." And then that girl Noelle gets a blowout and then washes her hair before judging. And they're like,
"Noelle drives me fucking crazy." She drives me crazy.
I was like, what happens to your beautiful hair? It's so ugly now.
We'll have to send you home soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to get to judging so we can talk about these photos. So I'm going to share my screen so we can see this. And then on the Dumpster Dive Instagram, please go check that out. We will have all of these photos up there so you can kind of like watch along as you listen to the pod. Can you guys see this?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, 1 second. So, up first, we have Brandy. Now, Brandy, you know, they come for her in judging because of her attitude, but she is giving in this.
Yeah, I thought she did nice. I mean, it's Troy.
Got lost in it for a second. She is giving in this moment. It's just so jarringly, what is this, 2004, 3?
Yeah.
Five. It's just so jarringly 2005.
It is. And it's also so jarringly not alien. I mean, I just want to like remind everyone of the concepts.
What's alien about this? And why is there crime scene tape in the back? Like,
I don't get it. Guys, I don't get it. Brita, RIP. We don't need to say much about her because she does go home.
Okay. I do want to say, though, Nigel's disgusting. I don't want to get it twisted that. Like, everybody sucks on the show, but Nigel is also the one that sucks a lot. He's, like, literally sexually harassing these women. So, Brita's, like, whole vayang is out, and she's trying to, like, cover it. And Nigel puts his little man hands on her skirt and goes, just let it go. Don't worry about it.
I didn't notice
that. As a model, darling, surely more will show.
That's pretty fucking
awful. I was
awful.
Like, back the fuck up, you weird ass man.
No, he's weird. Brittany, you know, Slay. Brittany, I love. I die
for her for a second.
She was like a, I mean, you know, I'm deeply gay, but she was kind of a sexual awakening for me when I was watching the show. Not a sexual awakening like that I was attracted to her, but just that I was like, that's a fierce ass woman.
I understand what you mean. It's like watching a woman be like so unapologetically like sexy and like, it's just, it was very, I get it.
Also, she can't help but being sexy. And that sounds like something that would be annoying. But she's just like, her personality is so fun. She's just a good time.
Like, you guys wish that you couldn't help but be sexy and beautiful all the time. They're like, you're too sexy. Like, who says that?
No.
In the next episode, and they do it in this. They do it through a whole season. Every time she does anything, they play like, burlesque yes. music in the background.
Mae West all of a sudden. She's like,
right.
For the scene. And it's like, Tyra, you're a fucking Victoria's Secret model. Like, do you tell Giselle she's too sexy all the time? You know what I mean? Like, is Adriana Lima just too sexy? Isn't that the point of modeling?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I mean, that's sex sells, as the old white men say, you know? Christina, hey. I loathe this girl. She goes way too far in the cycle, and she is so sleepy.
Yeah, she is. Boring.
Kaylin, you know, Kaylin, we don't get much in these. First of all, Kaylin looks like she's about to go tear up a Walmart. Like,
yeah. I think I wore this outfit in 2005, like the blue like shirt that's tight for some godforsaken reason is tight above your boobs and then loose but then tight again at your belly. It's like, what's flattering about looking like a pickle? Like,
but also, how do you wash a shirt like this?
You just put it in the washer. It's polyester.
It looks like dry clean.
It's
only
from Wet Seal.
Looks like this is like her actual arrest photo. Like, it's not any way flattering. It's like a college drunk intoxication photo.
It's so college, right? And the chunky costume jewelry.
Take a picture of me next to this cop car. Yeah.
Happy homecoming.
Rush Kappa.
And once again, I just wanted to circle back. Alien, though.
Yeah. Crime scene.
Note the
two. Okay, this is one of my faves of the evening. Kenya fucking gets
natural.
It.
She's a natural.
She is. And she's, aside from being, I think, one of the greatest cast members of all time on this show, right? She, in recent years, has been, like, very vocal. And I would say of all the girls that have given, like, the interviews and done, like, the Next Top Model, like, resurgence, you know, media tour thing, she has given some of the best interviews. Like, if you just YouTube her, she just has all the tea, and she's very funny and insightful and smart. I just like love her.
I completely
like
agree.
Yeah.
UV.
Poor thing.
Poor UV. She never got cast on this television.
I wish her well.
She's laying on top of a crime scene.
So this is where we kind of bring in the chalk.
Yeah, so she's an alien. Is she dead?
Did she come back? Did she kill the person?
Did she come back to life in the chalk? That's tape, by the way. That's not chalk. That is tape. That is tape.
Tape done so poorly. It's like masking tape. Look at the step. Do you see that? Like, the step down there is like so poorly done.
Oh my God.
Michelle, you know, I say I hate Michelle's blonde hair, but I also hate this hair. So I don't know what maybe she's supposed to do with her hair color situation, but this was not for me either. I don't know where y'all
Well,
are
she
that.
Went on to be like a WWE.
She
like,
is. Oh, yeah, she was,
so she's that. Fine. Yeah.
Queen Naima, who ends up being the winner of the season, who I feel like she.
Spoiler alert.
I feel like she slow burns a little bit in this.
She does. But they all, like always the winners are kind of like, at the beginning, I think Kaylin too at the beginning was like quiet and then she went so right. far.
Noelle, boot, or skip that. Rebecca, it's fine. Once again, outfit, what are we doing here? Sarah, I kind of thought this was kind of cunt.
To be honest, I like really like her shoes.
Yeah, I agree.
Once again, as Tom would say, alien.
Yeah. But okay, I actually. Something about her face shape is giving more alien to me, but she feels like a little bit out of like, what's the movie, with Bruce Willis, from the
Signs?
Yeah. Fifth element. Signs.
Oh.
Bruce Willis is not in Signs, girl. Tatiana looks like she has to fart. Shart. Doesn't know what it's going to be.
This is giving, hey baby, want a date.
Tiffany,
why does she have cheetah print on her face?
Oh yeah, I don't get that, but it's alien kicks. Tiffany is not looking at camera, and I feel like there was a good photo and they didn't pick it because they wanted to set her up.
That's always
her picture was just too ghetto. That's why they didn't pick it, unfortunately.
Right,
ghetto. Tiffany,
right. Oh my God, I can't with the Tiffany of it all. But Brita does go home. And then she fades back into the background. So quickly on to the second episode. The makeovers are here. Oh, go ahead, Kix.
I just want to say, are we on episode three?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
because
episode three, yeah.
I want to just reiterate that this is one of the my favorite reality TV like episodes ever.
Why is that? Elaborate.
So the scene of them walking on that fucking grass, like I sob laughing listening to Jay like just drag these women. But he's so good at it. Like it, like Chelsea from Are You the Cute One podcast always says, if you're gonna say something mean, at least say it funny. That's literally him. It's just, oh, it's so good. Like, and then the music behind these girls walking in huge clogs on the grass. He's in like a cheerleading outfit, but also now they're doing like a hide and go seek game where they have to find their shoes. It's just, it's so good. It's so good. Michelle, bisexual, she comes out.
And Tiffany and Brandy are scared of her.
No, they play it like they're scared of her. And then they're like, I don't give a fuck. You gay? That's gay? What they say.
Girl, you gay?
You gay?
And I love too that you don't want to talk about somebody who understands camp. Miss J understands camp. Miss J turns this show into it's the camp Met Gala. I mean, honestly, every single episode, it's like,
so
and this is even before he's like doing like his themes. Like, remember his like themed.
Yeah, like the bow tie gets bigger, or the ruffles, the hair.
Oh yeah, the hair. Like he's just so iconic.
But
they're in a Sears or Kmart doing a runway show
on carpet.
He's like, I'm a big K all the time. She's a big K. I'm like, oh my God, not big K.
Not big K.
And he's just dragging the women the whole time. Nonstop in this episode.
He says,
he's like, Caitlin, you look like you're about to hit a football team with that stick. Like,
he is a gifted comedian. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, like when he like gets up and does their like the impression of their walks. That was exactly like they walked. It's so funny.
I want to watch a sizzle reel of just him of overall 20 plus seasons just making fun of people's walks.
Yes. And then going out.
He literally says to one of them, you're shaped like a boy minus the breasts.
And then the one that was like, the one that was allegedly the fat one, she's like, sorry, I'm sick. I gained weight. And he goes, well, darling, usually when you're sick, you lose. Fucking
He said, I also have another quote. He said to someone who's like, walk as though you are walking through hell and in gasoline soaked pajamas.
I'm so happy you brought that up. I am so happy that you brought that up.
I mean, I get it. That if someone gave me that feedback, I'd be like, copy that. Yeah. I got exactly what you need.
And I'll give you that. Hey, love.
Oh my God, it's so funny. And then they have to walk down those stairs in like carrying like miscellaneous sports equipment. Like someone's carrying like a bench.
They literally have like what are the like Gatorade jugs people dump on each other at the end of the game?
But even more weird, like, it's like, I have some cleats. Does anyone need some? It's just like random shit.
Oh my God.
My God, this show is fun.
It's so fun.
It's such a good time because then we have the challenges
We'll get to the challenge.
Which I can't fucking wait to talk about.
The judges' table challenges, and they kind of got rid of them in later seasons, but they're so stupid. And they are literally just like a circus for Tyra to point and laugh
they're
at people.
They're laughing at them. Yeah, exactly.
It's like the we shoot at your feet challenge.
Yes. Yeah. So the winners of the walk-off challenge, get to go to Stuart Weitzman and get pampered by the people who lose the walk-off challenge. Now, the winner... Wait, who was the winner? Becky Rebecca wins against Naima. Which, yeah. Okay, something about this episode made me think
She's
for a second.
She's a bitch, by the way.
Rebecca? Yeah. Well, don't come for her. She's about to have an aneurysm.
I know we're about to say something sad, but yeah.
No...
She kind of
how did the story, like, how did story production wise, they could never have planned that she wins and then passes out later. You know, it's like kind of a, and she does really well in the challenge. Like, it's kind of like a genius story arc for the episode, but like, there's no way they could have planned her passing out, of course.
Right.
So, like,
That's not what I was saying.
I did. She's just Kix, like, no one said that. You made that up in your head that I said that. I'm saying, I agree she's kind of a bitch, but I'm just saying from a story production side, people wish things like this would happen, and it does. It's like a one in a million. Yeah, like, we have a perfect arc of her on top of the world and then literally laying on the bottom and a couple.
Well, because when she's doing the walking challenges at the like football field, because why, where else would you do one? She's in her like talking head. She's like, I'm amazing. How can I get any better? Right. So obviously I won. And it's like, okay, calm
yeah,
down.
She, but you're right though. She is deeply annoying, but they go to Stuart Weisman and then the other people have to pamper them that lose the challenge. And Michelle has a full mental breakdown in between the like shoe racks where they like slide in the stock room. And I couldn't help but laugh.
I mean, did we ever, so were they trying to say in the episode that that all happened because she's just closeted?
I think so. Like, I think they're like,
no, they literally said, Noelle says that. She was like, now this all makes sense.
She's scared of closets.
Because I thought that I had missed something. I was like, well, maybe she like gave more insight and I didn't or something. And they're like, no, like she's afraid of being like hard work or whatever they're trying to say because she's gay.
No, they were saying she's afraid of like tight spaces and things like that. Like she gets.
And like she's weird and like an outsider because she can't be her mm-hmm. true self.
Also, they prompted Kayla to give, or not Kayla, Kaylin, to give an interview where she says, end quote, in Oklahoma, we do have shoes, but nothing like this.
Things that imprinted. I'm so happy that you brought that up. I was like, I couldn't have possibly heard that correctly.
No, I rewound and put on subtitles and I said, did she just say we do have shoes in Oklahoma?
Uh-huh. Earnestly, she uh-huh. said that. Not as a joke, too. She was dead serious. We no. have shoes, but... Girl.
Not like this. I just, in my notes, I wish you could see them. It just says, Michelle is bi.
Meanwhile, mine says, Michelle walks as though she is the world on her shoulders, which is a quote from Ms. J.
Wait, that is the biggest drag of it that I've ever heard.
She gets stuck in a closet and then she comes out on national
and television. Then in two episodes she gets a flesh eating bacteria on her face and they're scared to do makeup on her.
Oh, I forgot that it was that deep. Oh my god.
Yeah.
No, they're like, we're not sure we can do makeup, so we're gonna have you, they do a photo shoot with no makeup and then they like in post add like drag makeup, I think.
Oh my god, not a...
No, it's the blackface episode where they have to hold children.
Oh,
like yeah. They have like babies and they have to match their skin tone to the baby. Insane. And they're like, since you do have a flesh eating bacteria, we're gonna give you a doll. And so she has to pose with the doll because they're scared right. that she's gonna give the bacteria to the baby.
Not them just giving her a yassified picture after.
Fully yassified.
All of these pictures are yassified.
Yes.
Like they deeply retouch. Like yeah. Kenya, like the photos of walking the dog, she is taut and baby smooth. Like, and does, she's probably like teeny tiny. Like it's yeah. bananas. And they're like, there, I remember, I can't remember which one it was, but some girl didn't shave her armpits in one season. And Tyra, like, was so pissed. She's like, do you know how much retouching costs? Like, you come to set with no, like, not camera ready. I'm like, you do these girls so
like, you make them look like drag queens every day in retouching. They can afford to just do a little blur on the pit.
Right. Like, you have her scaling a building in Las Vegas. Like, so she can model. Like, I'm sorry, she forgot to shave.
She's okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
So we get to the photo shoot, and the photo shoot is, this is one of my, I don't know why, but this photo shoot is really imprinted in my brain. One of my favorites of ANTM herstory.
That's yeah. what I'm saying. This episode
no, is great. Yeah. So it's for, who is it for? It's for like some
flowers.com.
Yes. Yeah, so they're holding flowers.com in their a bouquet and they're walking dogs, which, you know, when I just said it back out to you, that makes no sense, but it somehow gives. Like the photos are so dynamic yeah. and they really look like they're being like pulled in directions, like with the dogs.
And there's a hot man in the corner, which all the girls always freak the yeah. fuck out. Every time they're like, there's a man here, they're like,
yeah.
Well, the only man they get to be around is Nigel's 50-year-old skanky ass. Yeah.
I hate that man.
So photo shoot happens. We get to judging. So judging is, once again, mini challenge, if you will. We get a, here's a burlap sack.
Oh my.
Make it work.
Tiffany's walk. I wish that this was a visual medium platform, because the way she dead eye stares at the judges and slow walks down the steps and then does the same back up. I it's just perfection.
But what are, with this one to me, like, what are they supposed to do? Like, it's,
there's, they said sell a burlap sack like it's a $20,000 dress.
And judging on the runway. They kept saying like, it's giving sack. Sorry, girl.
You said sack. And I then, gave sack.
Yeah.
There's like one girl. It might have been Yuvi who like pinned it a little bit to like be flattering, and she like won.
Yeah,
the
she
challenge.
Like pulled it up a touch. Where I'm like, in other challenges, I feel like they would get mad if they right. pulled up the dress. But yeah. Of course, here it works.
I didn't ask you to change the look. As a model, you're only a hanger.
But right, and then in this scenario it works. Some of my favorite, one of my, I always love the teleprompter readings,
because oh
they bring me so much joy. Those mini challenges are good. And then of course the high heels are so ridiculous. True torture. It's like Gladiator.
People can break their ankles.
Yeah, Danny almost does.
Oh my God, there's this one challenge, McKay, that I can't remember what season cycle she's on, but they like have another like Kmart type like challenge where they have to like model clothes, but they have to use what they find to like make the clothes fit. And she puts water bottles in the back of pants to like make them tight. And everybody's like,
oh my God,
she really knows how to model. And it's like, that would
never happen.
You imagine?
Like, you never show up. So, else you'd be crinkling, crackling around when you walk.
And also, I love that you brought up the teleprompter challenge, because that is like such a staple. I feel like that's like, mm-hmm. like in comparison on Drag Race, that would be like the Snatch Game is like the teleprompter, you know? Like,
totally.
Never forget Jade reading that damn teleprompter.
So good.
Ooh, what a fabulous potty. Ooh, thanks for coming to my potty.
But then they make them read like foreign languages for the first time.
It's yeah, just like, I can't. And they're like, please read. Always... Yeah, please read the Taiwanese the Taiwanese like Star Spangled Banner.
Really fast though.
Yeah. And we're just gonna fly that teleprompter in front of you real quick. Okay. Got it? Let's go. So we get to judging, and once again, we will have these photos up as well on the pod. So we have our 1-800 flowers photos.
Yeah, this is great. Great.
First up is Brandy. This is so good.
Yeah.
And I don't.
They hated this.
I know. But this is where I get frustrated. They hated it because they're teeing her up to be like this like grumpy, piss poor woman. But I'm like, I'm sorry. This is. Model to me, I die for it.
Yeah.
Next up, model is really they really will lean into an angry black girl edit.
It's awful.
Do. She's getting mm-hmm. the angry black girl edit, and that sucks. She's good.
I agree. Brittany, now, I love Brittany, but this, she looks like she just got fucked.
Yeah, for sure. This is how you suck dick, girls.
But I think they liked this one, actually. Like, I don't think they hated it. I don't know. It's real.
No, because they're like, oh, Janice, she looks exactly
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like if you zoomed in, there's like cum on her.
Yeah.
Ew, what, Tom?
Don't press Hilton edit.
Christina. Imagine walking like this.
Famously, Janice looks at this photo and goes, the pug's giving me
more. Yeah.
The pug?
And she's right.
The pug is giving. The pug said, okay.
The pug is modeling from H to T, as Tyra would.
Caitlin, so I feel like this was one of Caitlin's first I'm a model moments, because her face is, you guys don't like it? I kind of like it.
I hate this one, I'll be honest.
Look at the man. The man is like, who the fuck is that? I'm just staring at him.
Did we go to college together?
Okay, let's talk about this man's apron and why is it short?
Yeah, it's a crop.
Why is the apron cropped?
I don't know. That is weird.
It's a harness. I never... 1-800 flowers apron.
1-800 it's like... harness. Okay.
Oh. I loved this
photo. I loved it too, and they don't like it.
This is the photo I'm talking about. Look at her chin. They do. Yeah. That
is wild. This is, when you look up Yassified, this is the first time in history someone was Yassified.
Yassified to maintain
anonymity.
This is a great.
I agree, and they really hate it.
Oh, I was sorry. I got distracted by UV. I hate.
Well, this man also is. That's not the same man. I know.
No.
Okay. UV.
This pug is giving everything, though. Look at that bitch's face.
You know, UV's just not. It's she doesn't have it. You know. This is a good blonde moment for Michelle. I would say she photographs well here. What do you guys think?
They loved this one, right?
This is a great picture. It's giving Diddy Mouth. That's very much it. It's giving orbits.
Yeah. I saw you were watching Housewives of Melbourne on, like, currently. She's kind of giving Gamble here.
Yeah. Gamble, darling. Just for sure. Absolutely. Her hair looks great.
Like, I feel like she has, like, kind of the same face as Gamble.
In this moment, I can actually see why they made her blonde, because I actually like it there. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great picture.
Naima, also good. I like this a lot, and I think this is the first time they really had her hair like in a cool way that like made it work for her. This is like a fun makeover, and I don't know. Do you guys like this one or no?
Yeah, I love this picture. One. They didn't love her hand.
Oh, which one? This one?
The one holding the flowers.
What is she supposed to do? It needs to be more energized.
Like that.
Wait, say that again, Troy.
I love when they point out like really, really minuscule stuff like that. It's funny and funny.
Noelle, pass.
I can't skip. Hate this photo.
I die.
I love
it's so dynamic. Thank you, Troy. I think it's
the flowers are coming out of her tits. Look at her face. Okay. She smelled some dog just took a shit.
No, but the dogs are literally standing still, but they somehow she makes it look like they're moving, which I think is like the cool thing of it. Do you not feel that?
No, totally. I like that she's pulling it back, and it looks like she's kind of
she's like
struggling, but make it fashion.
Yeah, even though. Once again, you look at the dogs and they're literally sitting on the ground, which makes it even better to me. I know what you mean. She does feel like she just smelled something stank.
Stinky. Yeah.
Oh, God. This next one.
Oh. Lord Jesus.
Sarah looks literally like a Charlotte Russe window.
The chokehold that a polo dress had on. Mm-hmm. The United States of America was pretty bonkers. Like,
and this haircut.
In this haircut at the same time. The haircut outlasted. It's not cute, but it's still around. But give aloe yoga 2 weeks. They'll make this dress hot.
You're right. And Sarah walked with this haircut so Kate Gosselin could run, because it really is giving. It looks like hard.
It's one of those like, unless this part's tucked behind your ear, your hair is completely unkept. And then all you have a hairstyle.
You're absolutely right, Troy. That just, like that solves it. Tatiana. Now this look is something. Oh, you know what? For a second, I thought this was a crop. That's a belt. I would say if it was a crop, I thought it was a crop top and like hot
pants.
You're
literally cutting her face off. You're like,
no, because I would say I really like the outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually like this photo.
I do too.
Yeah, Tatiana goes like right before they go international, which is always, you know, where the I feel like that's a big breaking point in the middle of the season when they what girls make it international or not. But yeah, I agree. I think this is a good one. This is so
10 out of 10
iconic. You took the words right out of my mouth, Troy. I mean,
look at that man. He's like, who is
he ruins this shit.
He's such a bad model. Oh my God.
He's awful.
He's horrible. He probably worked for production. Yeah.
She is a supermodel. And it like makes me sad that, you know, the way it all unfolds. But this is like maybe one of the best we got photos. And like,
agreed.
It's so good. She's standing literally so still, but it's so dynamic, you know? So before you know, they send anyone home, something happens. Rebecca, when getting her judging, you know, that lady from Big K is talking, and she, eyes roll back in her head, and she hits that ground hard. And I can't tell if they, like, add in, like, a thump or if that was just, like, live mics. Because
I'm sure they did not, honestly.
It's shocking.
Think about, she's probably 6 foot with heels on. Think about her, like, how much ground she's got to cover. Like,
and she just slams.
Slams.
And, like, thank God she was not near the step that they go down to. Oh, like, she was so close to the edge of the stair.
It's so close for it not to be funny.
Like, it was really, that was wild.
It's wild. And I can't believe they honestly show it. Like, they show it all. And also, it's real time for a second. And in real time, when you watch it, they all just stand there for a second.
Well, they're in shock.
Well, like, all the girls are like, and then, like.
Yeah, because they're in full shock.
No, I know. It's just kind of.
If you saw that happen, like, your first instinct wouldn't be, like, you would be like. Like, you wouldn't know what to do.
I remember that they kept using, like, the clip was so, I don't know if you guys have this, like, where, like, you remember, like, what a movie preview looked like, or, like, a, like, what the trailer felt like. I just remember that scene being in the promo, like, incessantly. Like, they promoted the hell out of that faint. And they used it so much. And I feel like it made you think that it was going to be, like, she's not healthy, or, like, model's not eating, like, that kind of thing.
Well, I'm sure that has something to do with it, to be honest with you. I mean, there's no way she's, like, being, like, her healthiest self on set for a modeling show combined with any sort of brain stuff. I don't know. I can't imagine that she's taking, like, I can't picture them drinking water. Like, they don't show them eating or anything. Like, you know, I don't know.
Well, they famously, like, in probably cycle 10 or something, I don't remember what season, they do, like, a recreation shoot, and they do, like, iconic, like, ANTM moments, and they do this, like, someone has to be Rebecca,
and she comes back for,
like,
it
falling. Yes she's, like, in the background of it.
Oh
my God, you guys are gonna make me watch 20 years of Next Top Model.
You're welcome.
So it's all on Hulu, so
they take her away, and we get one of my favorite Tyra moments that we have. And I don't know why, it's so fucking funny to me, but she's like, okay, are the cameras rolling? I gotta check in with my girls. And it's like, and then she, cameras are rolling, and she just kind of, like, walks up out of nowhere, like, sheepishly, and is like, was anyone else scared? I was really, really scared.
With her hand up, like, don't be shy.
Raise your hand if you were scared.
And they're like, yes, Tyra, I was scared. Yeah.
And it's like, is she okay? Yeah,
is she like, alive?
Well, also, like, they've been sitting in that room together for probably, like, 2 hours between fainting and going back to judging. So it's not like they haven't been around her. So for her to, like, lights on, and she just walks up. Was anyone else scared?
Scared.
I was really, really scared.
And the way she talks, she's like, well, we're going to get back to it.
Someone's gonna go home. And I'm looking at you, Sarah. Okay.
And she tells that girl, she's like, hey, I want you to know something. If you ever feel like during judging you need to sit down, just sit down. Like, I'm sure you'll love that.
Yeah, that sounds like just something you'd really be obsessed
with. Yeah.
Like a model doing what is best for her body.
Right.
She just tries so hard to be this, like, relatable, like, mentor, and it just is so funny. It's the way she's like, just sit down.
It's like, no, Adam,
we're gonna get back to it. Let's get back to it.
Well, that brings us to the end of these eps. Troy, will you be continuing to watch this cycle?
I think right now, yeah. Like, at this we're done, I'll probably watch a little more.
Yeah, keep going. It's so good. I also, this season, for those listening, keep going too, because it has the also crazy iconic moment of iconic, Caitlyn's friend dies, but the iconic moment of it is that then she has to be buried in the ground and does that photo shoot in the grave, like, she's fresh off his funeral.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm definitely watching.
And so
and Jay Mr. Jay goes on to say that, like, that was literally not produced, like, they had that like shoot plan for like months. So that makes it even
more and it made horrible. Them love it even more.
Oh, you know, yeah. Tyra's just obsessed in her trailer when she found out that Kaylin's friend had passed away. I can't. And then also Africa, they go to Africa. They have like,
oh yeah,
the amazing like Lubriderm lotion where they're like dressed as animals. Oh my God.
More fat phobia. Kenya's like gets dragged and they make her be an elephant in that animal.
And she becomes the photo big shoot. Girl.
Yeah.
Oh my mm-hmm. God. Cause didn't she gain like 5 pounds or something?
Yeah. Yeah. And then she gets sexually assaulted. So tune in.
Oh my God. Yeah. Cause you know what? I remember in one of the, she did like a rewatch of an episode on somebody's show on YouTube and they like watched it in bed together. And she was like giving just like the behind the scenes of everything. And she was like, yeah, like you don't understand. I really was like, they were constantly telling me how fat I had gotten and like how terrible it was for the show. And like, and she is tiny.
Tiny
itty bitty girl. So yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
And all of this, plus we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
I'm telling you,
it's
Cycle 4.
It's some of the most epic. Yeah, it's epic television.
It's peak ANTM. If you never watched, like, I don't know where you've been, but do this. Also, my other favorite cycles, I love Cycle 6. That's Danny. Danny, Gaptooth Danny. And then I also love 7 as well, which is Melrose and Carrie D. Remember when they, like battle off in Barcelona?
Yes.
That was a great final
episode. Great. Yes. And there's the twins in that. The twins, like, they do, like, that circus shoot where their hair is, like, attached. And
What's the season with that Russian woman? I think her name's, like, Natasha or something.
Oh. Yeah.
She won. Who won?
No. She got second. Jocelyn's season. Cycle 9.
Yeah. Oh.
Remember when we dragged those people for knowing everybody in Survivor as well?
You're like, Natasha? I'm like, oh, Cycle 9, Natasha? She's like a mail order bride? Yeah.
Billy from Chicago Hongo?
Right, seriously. Well, thank you so much for being here. This is a blast.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun. Honestly, like, you've inspired the rest of my evening.
Oh, we're so happy to inspire. Tell everyone where they can follow you, support you, all that stuff.
You can follow me all over the internet at Troy Jean Spears. And I have a podcast called Beyond the Blinds that you can follow on everything. Just search it. We release 2 episodes a week. One of them is behind a paywall because it's usually the one that we think will get us sued. And it's patreon.com/beyondtheblinds. And yeah, that's about it.
Yes, do all that, and we will see y'all next time. That's another ep in the books. Make sure to follow me at Tom Hamlet on Instagram. And you can follow Kix.
At Kix Hamlet, that's spelled C-I-X. And make sure to follow the pod on IG at Dumpster Dive Pod. And on TikTok at 2 Dumpster Divas.
Rate, review, and subscribe to us and all the pods you love on your favorite app of choice. And we will see y'all soon.
Bye. Bye.